Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Hello, welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer.
And we have Mr. Bloomberg's own Kim Basine, and he's talking about a brand new deal about the NBA with the top draft pick, and he signed with Nike's Jordan brand. Kim, thank you so much for joining us on the Bloomberg Business of Sports.
Of course.
Well, now this deal, you got to tell me about it. What's going on? Every time I turn around, it's like, you know, Nike signing this and signing that. It's like, what's this deal all about?
Yeah, this is Paolo Banchero, the number one pick out of Duke University. He was selected by the Orlando Magic in this year's draft. This year's top pick was a little bit in the air. Nobody really was a lock for it. There was Banchero, there was Chet Holmgren, who went to the Thunder at number two, and Jabari Smith, who went to Auburn and got selected by the Rockets at three. Any of them could have gone number one. We didn't see someone get signed before the draft like this, but after that, you know, Nike's Jordan brand is all in on Paolo Banchero.
Okay, so number one overall draft pick, so still a college kid, basically. And he signs a deal with Nike, which we keep hearing about. I mean, this is going to be more and more pronounced with NIL and everything. But he's signing with Jordan Brands. What's the distinction there? Why is that different than just an ordinary deal with Nike?
Yeah, Nike has two really, really big brands. There's Nike, the swoosh, and there's Jordan. Jordan does about $5 billion in annual revenue at this point. And if you look at all the previous picks, they signed with one of the large sneaker companies. And so you got last year, Cade Cunningham went with Nike. Anthony Edwards the year before with Adidas, Zion Williamson with Jordan. That's the previous big number one pick Jordan signing. And now we got this 3 years later.
Yeah, what's interesting here is Zion back in 2019 when he signed, I mean, he was represented by CAA, right? But Banchero is, isn't it Lyft Sports? It's Mike Miller, who's a relatively new agency started, you know, in last year, maybe the year before, only as a dozen or so clients, all young or first-year NBA players. What's this mean for that organization to get this type of deal done with Jordan Brands?
Oh, that's huge. I feel like a lot was done when he was selected number one. Once you get that kind of status, you're going to be set. So if you go back even further, right, all the number one picks get a sneaker deal. That is just maybe not a sneaker deal, but at least an endorsement deal with a sneaker company. That's going to happen. So if you go further back, you got DeAndre Ayton with Puma, Markel Fultz with Nike, Ben Simmons with Nike, Carl Anthony Towns with Nike, Andrew Wiggins with Adidas. The number one pick is going to get a deal, and that's just a huge win for them.
Bronny James, the son of LeBron James, in high school, his senior year, he signed a deal, name, image, and likeness endorsement with first of all, I wish I can get my high school senior son a deal in sports.
Do.
Yeah, it's like you dream for that.
Yeah, that paid for college.
Yeah, going into high school now, when does it stop?
Yeah, the big deals with the pro athletes, these are huge multi-year endorsement deals that often don't happen until you're in the pros, or at least like you're a guaranteed top draft pick or something. But everyone is looking at these prospects earlier than ever, especially now that you can sign and pay talent in college due to the new NCAA rules implemented last year. Nike's no exception there, of course, with this Bronny James signing. But this is not the only thing that's going on. The mass NIL deals going on in college are here, and they're here to stay, and they're pervasive throughout the entire apparatus, and the whole structure of the NCAA now has changed because these kids can sign these deals. But the natural progression there is that you look at high school, and there's been a few high school athletes who have already signed, who they're betting they have either some kind of they're big on social media and have these huge followings, so that kind of no matter what, if someone has 2 million Instagram followers, you're going to get something out of them, mm-hmm. right? Even mm-hmm. if they don't fully pan out over the next decade.
Yeah, it's definitely going to get attention. And I like how you say it's just going younger and younger to high school students. I feel like an endorsement with a company like Nike is kind of like a starter home for athletes now, or younger athletes, since we're talking about high school kids or college kids. And the more seasoned professionals, they're no longer looking to get an endorsement with Nike or Gatorade. They're looking instead to get equity in companies and start their own VC fund or VC firm, or it's a different level of involvement in business projects.
Absolutely. And when you look at the very biggest stars, you know, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, like you want that extra step. You want to be involved in the business. You want equity in whatever it is that you're getting involved with, not just, you know, an annual payment that you get because you put your name on something. That is certainly where we're moving towards, and I think we're already gone. But that, again, that's only with the very top tier stars. If you're like a college rower, I don't know if you're scoring equity just because of who you are.
If you're just a mid-level pro basketball player, would you get deals in which you get equity in companies?
You can. Like, some of these mid-level college players have, they make investments, they have venture, pro players. They have these venture funds, they have their own little investment firms, and they do get involved in companies sometimes.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers, they're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
So, Kim, you're absolutely right. Jordan Brands did $5 billion for the full year ending, it's full year 2022, but it just ended, and that was up 7% year over year. Talk to me about this deal. What do you think the value of this deal is? I mean, we know what Zion got back in 2019. You know, what do you think Ben Charles, you know, commanding here? And more importantly, this is not a deal for a signature shoe. There's a very big difference between getting your own signature shoe, which you can kind of, you know, inform our audience on. What does this mean and what comes next?
Yeah, over the past eight, 9 years, I think only Zion Williamson has a signature shoe with one of these companies. And that's because it's such an enormous step between selling a product in commercials or something and selling an actual product with your name on it,
right,
that people are going to want to buy because your name is on it. For Banchero, I have no idea how much this deal is for, but typically these are multi-year deals for the top-tier athletes. And that means maybe 3 years, and then you re-sign after that if everything is going well, and move on to whatever the next step is in that relationship.
Is this a tens of? Are we talking like tens of millions?
I really don't.
We can't even speculate, yeah.
So these signature shoes, do we remember, or is there an example of a flop where someone did sign a contract or a deal for a signature shoe and it just didn't sell at all?
For a signature shoe, I don't think so. There's so much work, market research done before they take that leap. But then you look at how much they want to expand that beyond. Just having one or two shoes is less than a whole line. Mm-hmm. Where Jordan Brand is the very best example of that. That they've created a $5 billion franchise yeah. based off of Michael Jordan, who hasn't played basketball in 20 years. You know?
If the NBA season was going to end today, I mean, but they look like geniuses because Banchero's line last night against Orlando. Are you ready for this, guys? The first player to get 25 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists since LeBron James in 2003. Oh. So, you know, after one game, Banchero does look like the real deal.
It's only one game, but at least that's like a proof of concept.
Well, I mean, look, let's be clear. Nike's also signed people like OBJ, Kaepernick, and by the way, they also have Nadal and Serena, some retiring athletes. So, you know, they're going to be looking for new faces for sure.
Speaking of new faces in new levels of investment, NBA star Kevin Durant, he's going to buy another pro pickleball team just like everybody else. Where the heck was I? I thought this was like some old, first time I heard of pickleball, I thought it was like, oh, this is like Gnipkanop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the way, y'all, if you don't know who I'm talking about, what I'm talking about, look up Gnipkanop. And it was an old
toy. How do you spell
toy.
That? Gnipkanop.
Gnipkanop is Gnipkanop.
Okay.
Now,
that autofill,
when I was
away.
A kid, I thought Gnipkanop, oh, it must be Swedish. No, it's ping pong spelled backwards. And then I realized what the heck it was. It's my point is, pickleball has taken off. Kevin Durant, LeBron James,
Tom Brady,
Kevin Love, Draymond Green, Kim, everybody's in here.
Wait, these
this.
Guys are all buying teams, but they're not actually going to be playing. I'd rather see them play pickleball than...
Can you imagine Kevin Durant playing pickleball? You're not getting anything past that, man.
That would be fun to watch.
Yeah, but, you know, the pickleball will be smashed, man. He'll hit it so hard, man. That would be fun to watch.
Who's going to play for all these pro pickleball teams?
Didn't you say you were going to
get
somebody?
We asked that question yeah. last week. So look, I mean, it depends on where you want to recruit.
It's not a college
star
sport.
Athletes. It's not a college sport. It's a club sport. So where would you go first?
There's no youth league for it.
I'd be looking at golf books, tennis clubs. I'd be looking in Westchester, Fairfield County.
You know? Damien's going to be the first scout
I'm gonna
for pickleball.
I'm telling you, I could be a pickleball scout. I got some ideas.
I'm
back?
Dimitri, and I'm trying to recruit
Dimitri.
But Kim, this is huge. I guess I better get on the pickleball train myself because I thought this was a passing fad, and no, it's not.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, pickleball really gained traction a couple years ago. And with all these people starting to play this game, they started a professional pickleball league, Major League Pickleball, and now that's what we're seeing here. These are expansion teams being added for, I believe, the 2023 season of Major League Pickleball. And it looks like, I mean, these can't be that expensive teams, so, like, might as well get involved if you have money and you want to and you want to own a team. They're going to run it. Like Kevin Durant's 35 Ventures is his venture fund. They're going to operate the team. They're not just buying it and letting someone else do it. They're going to do this themselves.
Okay, so right now you can watch pickleball on ESPN, the Tennis Channel, and the Golf Network, to Damien's point. They've also, the Professional Pickleball Association has signed a deal with Fox Sports as well. So I guess we could watch this, but, you know, I'm still bewildered as to who the rising stars are of this made-up sport.
I am as well, but if...
Maybe I just disparaged it.
If you're going to become a scout, like, we got
to... Well, I think we need to invest in a CanJam team. I think CanJam is the next real sport that ESPN is going to have to...
CanJam?
They can't ignore it anymore. Do you know what CanJam
no.
is? Do you know what CanJam is, Michael? No.
This sounds like something you would can't.
I have to explain this to people. You obviously don't go to the beach very much. It's two garbage cans with a slot in each side, and you have a frisbee. And the idea is to kind of, you know, hit the can with the frisbee. It's a great sport. It's unbelievable. It's great.
What in the hell would I want to play this kind of sport for?
If you saw it, you played it. It's an unbelievable
sport. You take a frisbee to hit the garbage can?
It's not that simple. There are other rules. You have a partner on the other side who has to knock it into the can. If you get it in, it's a slot. It's 3 points.
Have you done this before? Have you played this before?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm very good at it, actually.
Kim?
Yeah, me too. Let's do it 2-on-2.
It's 2-on-2, yeah.
You play this?
Oh, yeah. You ever play CanJam?
You've never
it's
played
like a classic a park or beach game.
Exactly. You see, this is what we're talking about. Yeah.
Bar
Kim,
is
what
outraged.
Are we going to do here?
His mouth is agape.
Keep the scene. Bloomberg's own. Thank you, man, for joining us.
I got you.
Rising CanJam star.
On the Kim Bloomberg Business of Sports. I really thought you were talking about canning, man. See, we're talking about nothing. Anyway, I'm not even going to explain what my thought. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. You can join us here every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We're talking about Can Jam. I don't know why, but you can join us here every day of that I just mentioned. By the way, you can follow me on Twitter at Big Bar Sports.
And you can send us your videos or pictures of you can jamming to me at Scarlet Fu.
And you don't have to send me your pictures.
TV doesn't want to see it.
Or unless you have a shirt on. And that's at DSAS Hour on Twitter.
Kim, what's your Twitter handle?
Yes. It's at Kim Basine.
Yeah. Send all those Can Jam Twitters, man, to Kim, man. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports. By the way, you can download the podcast wherever you get it.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.